Hey there. Looks like you and me could go out, little princess. It's me, Lando Calrissian, the bomb diggity. All right, these are just some voice samples I'm coming up with for the Lando Calrissian role. I'm very serious about this. You may laugh. You may condemn me for even hoping to. But they will indeed be casting a young Lando very soon for that movie. Maybe even for Rogue One. I don't know. If they really want to throw Lando in that movie too, I could do that. But yeah, I'm trying to get the voice down because Billy Dee Williams has a very distinctive voice. So it's imperative that you try to match it as much as humanly possible. Me personally, I like to do... I'm thinking maybe just really dial it down to like Marty McFly level.
Doc, you're telling me that you built a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
Something like that. So we basically, you're going to have Lando sounding like a little bit of a more whiny, pubescent teenage voice. So you kind of sound like, let's see.
I've just made a deal. Now I'll keep the Empire out of here forever.
Something of that nature. Because you, Billy Dee sounds like, I'm trying to, his voice is very distinctive. He's like,
hey there, it's me, Billy Dee Williams.
You know, even that doesn't sound exactly like him. I gotta get it down harder than that.
Hey there, who might you be?
You know, he sounds like he's drunk. That's pretty much his voice. So you gotta go down that road, kind of sound a little drunk.
Everybody in the city is in the clouds. You truly belong with us amongst the clouds. Hey, princess. You want to see my lightsaber? It's, black. Only one in the universe.
So anyway, we're working on it. Knocking this thing out. We'll hopefully get the part. And then, of course, make a shitload of money. I mean... It would be, you know, Disney is a reputable company. They'll never just not pay you. They're going to do things properly. You know, I do it pro bono. But, of course, they're Disney. They're not going to just not salary you. It's not going to make any sense. So, we'll see how this all turns out. I got to try to audition or something. The internet's been wonderful in the sense that it allows people of your, you know, who've never really be under the radar to actually be considered. You know, but thing about this is a very big profile film. And of course, the only people that are going to be taken into consideration most likely will have a couple of movies under their belts because the filmmaking process is one that is needing actual skill. So I don't know anything about it. And that's the issue. But it's not going to be a big role. They can just fucking, you know, just basically bring you in, do the role, and then it's not going to be like the most prominent role in the film. They're probably going to do a couple of scenes at most. And that's it. You know, it's going to be a movie dedicated to the Han Solo character. Whoever the cast for Han's going to have to know his shit because it's going to be a long haul. It's going to do a lot of filming all over the place and whatever the script they're coming up with. It should be interesting. The thing about it is that, yeah, I mean, the person who takes on this mantle should be someone who is of some sort of actual fan of the series and has a passion for it. And I've done it, man. I've done everything you can possibly do as a Star Wars fanboy. I've played the video games. I've read the comic books. I've gone to all the websites. I've been around, you know, I've been around everything you can possibly do with, as a Star Wars fan. I've been in Star Wars Flame Wars, if, you know. And I don't want to go back to that, but I've been there. I've actually had arguments with people over Star Wars on the internet, and it's stupid. But that's what Star Wars fans do. It's a passion situation. You love it to death. And I believe in Star Wars. I think it's above and beyond, you know. It's definitely hard to say Star Wars better off without George Lucas's input. I don't think he should be divorced from the series like crazy. You know, if he has an idea for something during the writing process and he wants to have some say in it, you know, shoot him a fucking, you know, let him revise the script a little bit. Don't just leave George Lucas out. In fact, I don't think he is left out. I think somehow, some way, he's actually still involved. It would just be sacrilegious to not involve George Lucas. He's not dead. He's still here. So, you know, to actually bring him in and actually say, okay, we're working on new Star Wars. What do you think? You know, that is like asking the person who created, you know, it's like asking Stan Lee his thoughts on the modern. That's why this isn't like so wrong. You know, people immediately react to George Lucas not making Star Wars anymore and saying, oh my God, it's wrong. No, this is comic books. In fact, George Lucas has done this already. After the end of the original trilogy, he sanctioned and oversaw the entire expanded universe. He signed off on stories. He read them. He gave his blessing to make more stories. So this is just the film side of that. We've never actually seen the expanded universe being brought to the films. But the entire expanded universe has been going on for so long. We're just now seeing them make movies of that. You can take it or leave it, honestly. The original cast is involved, yes, but that doesn't mean that you have to like it. And so, this is good. This is very good. It's like, you know, either you're going to sit around watching them make a million different novels and comic books dedicated to Star Wars after the films, or you can actually see the movies that they're going to make now. And potentially they're going to actually work out and be quality. Because we all been around the prequels and, well, they're just definitely a Star Wars cluster hell or a thing. But anyway, we're going to do it properly now. I mean, I'm looking forward to the Han Solo standalone because it's like, I can see that being like the bad boy of the new stuff. They're going to make a movie that's like not a movie that would typically think of would be the way it is. It's going to be very much something of a more of a, hopefully, I'm hoping it's a very strange, kooky, weird ass movie. It's not going to be like some sort of watered down version of Empire Strikes Back. No, it's going to be its own beast and it's going to be fun. It's going to be a circus. You know, I'm constantly, what I'm doing right now is I'm constantly thinking about what kind of template they could set, what kind of movies they want to look to kind of emulate that and say what kind of, you know, I'm thinking definitely Batman Forever. I'm looking at that. Batman Forever is a movie that's just ahead of its time. You can watch the movie and just